Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Yud Aleph. We are on the last line of page 554. Siman Tov Yud Aleph is Mishahaya Beso B'Mizrach, one whose house was in the east, V'Nosan Ha'eruv B'Marav, and the Eruv was placed in the west. So the Mechaber says in Siv Aleph, Mishahaya B'Mizrach Beso B'Sada, one who was on the east side of his house in the field, Va'omar l'shlucho, and he said to his messenger, La'orev lo b'marav, that he should place an eruv for him in the west. So imnoson ha'eruv mehalo l'beiso, if the shaliach placed the eruv beyond his house, be'inyan shu rachok mimenu yoser me'alpayim, in such a way that the eruv is 2,000 amos, more than 2,000 amos away from the mishaleach, u'beiso karov lo b'soch alpayim, but the house of the Mishaleach is within 2,000 amos of where the Mishaleach is. Ha'eruv eino klum. The Eruv is not good. V'nishar lo shvisas beso. And he remains with the shvisa of his bias. So again, the first case is that the Mishaleach was on the east side of his house. He told the Shaliach to put an Eruv on the west side of his house. And he put it too far away beyond 2,000 amos. But his house was within 2,000 amos of where he was, so he's kone shvisa in his bias, not by his eruv. However, nosan ha'eruv be'inyan shehulo b'soch apayim. However, if the shaliach placed the eruv that was within 2,000 amos of the mishaleach, afal pi shegam beso lo b'soch apayim, even though his house was also within 2,000 amos, kone shvisa b'mikom eruvo v'lo b'beso. So then he's kone shvisa in the place of his eruv and not in the place of his house. So says the Mishabura of Katan Aleph b'Mizrach Beso Basada. Ratzalomer, what it means to say is Shahaya Basada, that he was in the field b'Mizrach Beso on the east of his house b'Eish Hakidish Alav Hayom. When Shabbos started, he was in the field on the east side of his house. The lashon of the Mechaber sounds like Mishahaya b'Mizrach Beso Basada. Sounds like his house was in the field and he was on the east of his house in the field. So the Mishabru is explaining that the person was in the field, and the place where he was in the field was on the east side of his house. Sivkotan beis va'omer l'shlucho, and he said to his messenger, Mibodyom, before Shabbos, to place an Erev for him in the west. So the Mishabru says in Sivkotan Gimel, Dekevan dekidesh olav hayom rochok me'eruvo yoser me'apayim, since in the first case of the Mechaber, the Mishaleach was more than 2,000 amos away from where the Shaliach placed the Eruv. Nimtza she'eno yachol leilech v'litlo. Turns out that when Shabbos started, he was not able to go and reach where his Eruv was. V'kevan de'eno Eruv. And since that disqualifies the Eruv, so memela nishar al shvisas beso. So he's left over with his makom shvisa being the place of his bias. V'lo dami l'simin tof tes sif yud alef damrino lo yozaz memekomo. Zakta Mishabura, I'm bothered by Akasha. Why is this different than what we just learned in Siman Tov Tes Sif Yud Aleph, that a person is walking and he says he wants his Makom Shvisa to be by a certain fence or by a certain tree? If that area is more than 2,000 amos away, we said he doesn't get the Erev over there, and he also doesn't get the Makom Shvisa over here, and his din is Lo Yozaz Mamakom, Mamish can't leave. He's not able to have 2,000 amos anywhere. So why over here are we saying when his Erev is unsuccessful, so he gets the Makom Shvisa in his bias, and he has 2,000 amos in all directions, and over there all he has is Dalet Amos? The Hosam Hoya Ba Baderech. There we're talking about a person who was traveling. He does not want to be kona shvisa in the place where he is standing, and that's why he's trying to be kona shvisa in the place of the tree or of the fence, and therefore he's uprooting from here and he's not gaining that place. But over here where he's either standing in his house or within the tchum of his house, then for sure it's good for him that he should be kona shvisa in his house. So the first Pshat is saying that over here, where he's within the tchum of his house, and he's trying to be kona shvisa somewhere else, if that doesn't work out, he vaday wants to be kona shvisa in the place of his house. The case earlier, he was traveling, so he's not interested in being kona shvisa where his body is right now, so he's attempting to be kona shvisa somewhere else. If that doesn't work, so he's really stuck with nothing, and he's lo yozaz mekomo. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say a different chilek. The hocha hatam yishum dehashaliach pasha. Here it's different because over here, the reason is because the shliach was negligent. Because the Shaliach put the Erev in a place where he shouldn't have placed it. He placed it beyond the Tchum of the Meshaleach. V'yachalomer lo, the Meshaleach can say to the Shaliach, L'takune shedartich v'lo la'avusei. I sent you to help me out, to fix things up for me, and not to ruin things for me. V'havile ki'ilu lo Erev klal, and therefore the Shlichus is batal. It's like he never made an Erev, and therefore he's left over with Shvisas Beso. According to this reason, even if he was traveling, in such a case where he made a shaliach, gam kein lo hivsid shvisas makomo, he also would not lose the shvis of his place. The place where he was located at the time when Shabbos started. Because if he really sent a shaliach, he could say, I sent you to help me and not to hurt me, and then he would not lose the place that he's in right now. He would still get the Makom Shvisa where he is. It appears, in a time of need, one can rely on this more lenient Shita. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Kana Shvisa, in the second case of the Mechaber, where the Shaliach placed the Erev within 2,000 Amos of the Mishaleach, and the Bias was also within 2,000 Amos, so he said, there he gets Shvisa by the Makom of the Erev, Sherei Asa Shlichuso, because in that case, the Shliach did his Shlichus, V'nech Shavlo Ha'alpayim Misham, and therefore we calculate his 2,000 Amos from that place. Let's look in the Bir Aloch over here on page Reish Ayin Ches, Divramaskel V'nishar, so he's going on the first scenario of the Mechaber, where the Shaliach placed the Erev more than 2,000 Amos away from the Meshaleach, so he does not get his Erev, but rather he gets Shvisas Beso. Zakti Barlocha, I am the Mishabura Mashikasadnu Lechalek Mahodah Simon Tov Tes. Look what we just said in the Mishabura Tim Lechalek between this case where his Erev is unsuccessful and he gets Shvisas Beso, and what we said in Simon Tov Tes, that he also tried to make an Erev unsuccessful, and he does not get the Shvisa of his Makom. Because we said again, when he's in his house, or in the Tchum of his house, for sure he wants to be Kona Shvisa there if his Erev is unsuccessful. According to this reason, even if he didn't use a Shaliach, and he placed himself the Erev outside the Tchum, so Gam Kein Nichalei Delikni Shvisas Beso, we would also say that it's good for him to be Kona Shvisa in his house, Kishalo Yochol Ha'erev Sheniach Mechutz LaTchum. So if he made a mistake and he put his Erev beyond the Tchum in a place where it wouldn't work, so even if it wasn't a Shaliach, he himself, it would also be Kona Shvisa B'makom Beso. Which is not the case according to the second pshat in the Mishabura where we made this Chilak. V'hudas ha-Rabbeinu Yonason, and that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonason, im'iniach ba'atzmo ha'erev chutz la'tchum lo yozes m'mikomo. If the whole svar over here, why he gets Shvisas Beso, is because the Shliach didn't do what he was supposed to do, so then obviously it's all about the Shliach. If he went and placed his own Erev beyond 2,000 Amos, obviously he would not get the Shvisas Beso according to that pshat. That concludes Simen Tov Yud Aleph, and now let's learn Simen Tov Yud Beis, din acholik eruvo, one who splits his Erev. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Erev Chatzi Hayom HaRishon L'Ruach Tzafon, he split his Erev to work for him half the day, the first half of the day to go to the north, V'Hasheni L'Ruach Darom, and the second half of the day to go towards the south, Sheto, he made a mistake, V'Hayasav, and he thought, She'ef Sherlasos, and he thought you could do this, really you can't do this, or Sha'omai L'Shnaim, he said to two separate people, Ervu Alai, make an Erev for me, and Echad Erev Olav Latzafon, one of them made an Erev for him to the north side, the Echad Ladarim, one made it to the south side, Eminiyah Kol Echad Eruvo B'Sof Alpayim, if each one placed their Erev 2,000 Amos from where he was, Lo Yozes Mimikomo, in both those cases, the person is not allowed to leave from his place, She'ein Yadua Eze Erev Kanalo, because he does not know which Erev works for him. So again, the Mechaber here brought two cases. Case number one was that he made an Erev for half the day and Erev for the other half of the day. Again, he made it both during Ben Hashmashos, but he had in mind one to be for the first half of the day in one direction, one to be for the second half of the day in the other direction, or he just asked two people to make an Erev for him and they went in opposite directions, and they are both 2,000 Amos from where he is in opposite directions. So the din is he can't leave from his place because we don't know which Erev is good. In the first case, only one Erev works. You can't make two Eruvin for two halves of the day. And in the second case, you can only have one Eruv. So if you made two Shluchim, they went in opposite directions, so we don't know which one's good. You can't rely on either one, and we have to say, Lo Yozes Mimikomo. And that's because, again, between one Eruv and the other is 4,000 Amos. However, Ve'im Lo Nosnuha Eruvin Besof Alpayim, if they did not place their Eruvim at the furthest distance, meaning 2,000 Amos in each direction, since it's a suffix which Erev is good, so then we can have him walk wherever both Eruvim would allow him to walk. Kate said, how so? Nosan kol echad Eruva l'sof elef mibeso, if they both place their Erev 1,000 amas from the house in opposite directions, so so he's able to walk 1,000 amos from his house towards each one of the Eruvim. And the reason for that again is because each Eruv allows you 2,000 amos. So if the Eruv to the east is good, so it's 1,000 amos in the east, so he can walk 2,000 amos towards the west, 1,000 amos from his Eruv to the house, and another 1,000 amos to where the other Eruv is, and vice versa. So he's able to walk between the two Eruvim, that joint 2,000 amos. However, Nasan Echad b'Mizrach l'sof Elef. But if one put the Erev on the east side, 1,000 amos away from where he was, Vasheni l'Marav l'sof Chamesh Meos, and the other one put the Erev in the west, 500 amos away, so Holech l'Marav Elef, he can go to the west 1,000 amos, Mikoach Mashashir lo ha'Erev shel Mizrach. Because the Erev on the east was 1,000 amos away, that allows him the 1,000 amos back towards his house, plus another 1,000 amos towards the west. Ulemizracho elef achamish meos. But to the east, he's able to walk 1,500 amos, mikach mashashir lo ha'Erev shebemarav, based on what was left over from the Erev in the west. Again, because the Erev in the west was only put 500 amos away, he can walk back towards his house 500 amos, plus he has another 1,500 amos that he can go towards the east. Says the Mishabura, in the first case of the Mechaber, the Hayosavur Sheefshar, the person who thought that he can make an Erev for different parts of the day in different directions. Sekatan Aleph, Rotzalomer, needs to say that he thought he can make an Erev Leilech Shachriskan, V'arviskan, that he can go in the morning in this direction and in the evening in this direction. Aval Be'emes Ein Erev Lechatzi Shabbos, but the truth is it doesn't work because there is no Erev for half a Shabbos. V'kevan Shehu Hiniach B'shnei Mekomos, and since he places Erev in two places, V'niskavin L'shteihem, and he had in mind both of them, V'ha'achas Hu Dekonsolo, and one of them actually works for him as a Kenyan, but the Eino Yodea Ezohi, we just don't know which is the correct one. So Nosnin Olav Chumre Zo V'Chumre Zo. So we placed upon him the Chumra of both Eruvin, and again, if there are 2,000 Amos to the east, and one is 2,000 Amos to the west, so he's Lo Yozes Mimikomo, because each direction, we have to be Mesupuk that maybe the other Eruv is good, and it's beyond the Tchum of that Eruv. So Katan Beis Lo Yozes Mimikomo, Mi Beis, so he can't leave from his house. He doesn't even get the benefits of a member of the city, because it's not a case over here where he messed up in his Eruv, so he gets Shvisas Beso, or he remains like a member of the city. He gets one of the Eruvin to be kind of, he just doesn't know which one. So therefore he loses out the whole city that he's in. He doesn't know which one took effect. Therefore, the Erev that was made in the south makes him lose out the 2,000 amos in the north. The Erev at Tzafon mafsidu alpayim shel darum, and the Erev that was made 2,000 amos in the north makes him lose out the 2,000 amos that he would normally have had towards the south. Sivkaton gimel yeshlo elof ama. This is going in the case of the Mechaber, where each one put it 1,000 amos away. So then we said he's able to go from his house 1,000 amos in each direction, because that's the area that's really covered by both Eruvin. Since he put one Eruv 1,000 amos to the east and one Eruv 1,000 amos to the west, the area between those two Eruvin, meaning those 2,000 amos, are really within the tchum of either Eruv that would have been chal. Says the Mishabura de Mimonashach, Me'ezo Eruv Shekona Yeshal Alpayim Amma, from whichever one of these Eruvin is Kone, he has 2,000 amos. V'kan ein me Eruv Zel Eruv Zel El Alpayim. And in this scenario, they're both within 2,000 amos of each other. But to go beyond either Eruv, even one step, would not be allowed. To Bechol Echa Nomar, because by each one we're going to say, Shemaha Eruv Shekinegdo Kanalo. Maybe the other Eruv is the one that was the proper Kenyan. Vekola Kanahal Payim, and here the 2000 Amos ends, and therefore you would not be able to go one step beyond that area. That concludes Simen Tov Yud Beis, and Amir Hashem, next time we'll begin Simen Tov Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.